From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, July 8th. Coming up, wheat prices have skyrocketed since Russia invaded Ukraine, but wheat farmers might not benefit because of drought. We'll learn more from Harvest Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois' Republican candidate for governor blames the state for letting the alleged Highland Park shooter buy his guns. Alex Degman reports.
Darren Bailey says the existing Firearm Owners Restraining Order Act should have prevented the sales. It allows law enforcement or others to petition a judge to bar someone from owning firearms if they pose a danger to themselves or others.
Gun owners, let's get real. The Firearms Restraining Act exists, and we need to stop pretending that it doesn't. If we have to amend it to make sure that it protects our constitutional rights, well, let's take a look at that. But for Pete's sake, let's use it.
But state police have said they didn't have probable cause to petition the court for a firearms restraining order. The suspected shooter had no criminal record and no reported history of mental illness. I'm Alex Degman.
The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is hiking financial support to foster parents and caregivers to offset the impacts of rising costs. And it's a much bigger increase than the 3% many advocates had anticipated.
14% is a very significant increase in funding. It will make a huge impact on the lives of these youth in care. It will make a huge impact on the families who choose to become foster families.
That's Stephanie Al-Kafaji, the interim CEO of the Children's Home Association of Illinois in Peoria. She says the need for more foster families is enormous, with more than 18,000 children in care statewide awaiting placements in a foster home. A week after the first black woman was sworn in on the U.S. Supreme Court, Illinois' own high court welcomed its first black female justice yesterday. Hannah Meisel has more.
Newly minted Justice Lisa Holder White has spent the last 2 decades as a judge in her native central Illinois. Holder White took her oath at Springfield's Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum, where the justice said she saw a rare copy of the Emancipation Proclamation just last week.
My heritage is a heritage that once involved minds and bodies that were shackled and doors that were so long closed.
Holder White, a Republican, replaces the only GOP woman ever elected to the court and is only the third black justice in the body's history. I'm Hannah Meisel.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin yesterday toured the Meta data center in DeKalb. Meta is the parent company of Facebook. His visit comes on the heels of several high-profile Illinois companies announcing that they're leaving the state. Caterpillar recently announced it's moving its headquarters from Peoria to Irving, Texas. Meanwhile, Illinois' richest man, Ken Griffin, announced he's moving his hedge fund to Miami, Florida. Speaking in front of the current construction site, Durbin says this project shows there is interest in investing in Illinois.
At a time when some people are questioning the future of Illinois, I say come to DeKalb, see what's happening here, where major companies are making a decision, Meta in this case, that really endorse who we are, the work ethic of the Middle West, and the good people that are involved in it.
The new facility is expected to be completed next year. Meta says the total cost of the project is around $1 billion. Still to come, a closer look at the drought that's affecting many U.S. wheat farmers. That story from Harvest Public Media is coming up next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Hot, dry conditions are scorching wheat in the Great Plains, and it's predicted that harvests will be significantly lower this year. That comes as the world desperately needs wheat. Supply has been down since Russia cut off Ukrainian exports, and prices have shot up. But a smaller wheat crop means farmers might not be able to cash in. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports that even with high prices, farmers could lose money this harvest.
It's a hot, dry day in Kansas. Hot and dry enough that a wildfire is burning ready to harvest wheat about 150 miles from Chris Tanner's farm in northwest Kansas.
See how the sky is just kind of, I don't know, say tinted, maybe. It's not bright blue. That's from the fire down at Garden City.
The U.S. Drought Monitor says almost 70% of the Great Plains are at least abnormally dry. Much of the region has been behind on rainfall since about September, and now heat waves have baked what's managed to survive. Usually, Kansas is known for its fields of waist-high golden wheat. But this year, the blistering conditions have scorched some of the crop into short, patchy straw. Standing in one field, Tanner wonders if it'll even make it through harvest.
I mean, like this head down here, there's going to be nothing in it. It'll blow out the back of the combine. You can see the seeds kind of exposed there. It'll shatter out even before we get here.
It's fields like these that have led industry groups to predict steep declines in wheat harvests this year. The crop in Kansas may go down by 100 million bushels, a 30% drop. Oklahoma's harvest is expected to be half of what it was last year. In Nebraska, Extension agent Amanda Easterly regularly speaks with wheat farmers. She says they face drought, hail, and fungal diseases this growing season.
I've heard of a number of farmers who have a good chunk of their fields zeroed out by the insurance adjusters. It's patchy in some places, but I don't think anyone's fully escaped everything.
Joseph Glauber with the International Food Policy Research Institute says it's coming at a particularly bad time. The world's been low on wheat ever since Russia cut off Ukrainian grain exports.
Wheat was tight to begin with. All of a sudden, you know, Ukraine has 5 to 7 million tons of last year's crop that normally would have been marketed by now that's stuck inside the country. So you look at the wheat market, then you think, okay, well, who can make up this grain?
Maybe not the Great Plains. The dry conditions mean wheat farmers won't be able to contribute as much to short supplies. And they might miss out on historically high prices. Wheat's price tag has shot up more than 50% this year. But as farmer Chris Tanner knows,
prices are good, but if you don't have anything to sell, it doesn't really matter what the prices are. So,
on top of that, high fertilizer and fuel prices have made it pretty expensive to grow crops lately. As Tanner looks out over a field, he calculates what it took to raise this wheat.
Throw 50 bucks out there for rent. I said I put a 100 pounds of fertilizer out. Well, right now, current price of fertilizer is a little over $1 a pound, so there's $150. Your herbicide expense is going to be about $10. Harvest expense, approximately $40 an acre. Drilling expense, $20 an acre.
Add that all up, he shelled out at least $220 an acre. And with the drought, Tanner is expecting to get less than half the wheat harvest he usually does. So even with wheat fetching around a historic $11 a bushel, he's likely to lose money on that field.
You see, we've rapidly wound up in the hole.
Lower harvests mean wheat prices could get even higher, pushing up prices for things like bread, flour, and pasta. Bill Lapp is an agricultural economist in Omaha.
We're going to have the smallest crop, the hard red winter wheat crop, since 1963. It's made a bad situation worse. And, you know, the cure for high prices, of course, is high prices.
Coming up short in the face of global wheat scarcity isn't just a missed paycheck for farmers. It's personally disappointing. Farmers know the world desperately needs wheat. But Tanner says they can only do what Mother Nature allows. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Elizabeth Rempert.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today, with showers and thunderstorms likely, and a high of 81 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Tim Shelley, Hannah Meisel, Jenna Dooley, and Elizabeth Rembert. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.